The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Leopardstown. We finished their Christmas Festival with a bang. We have Jeski against Hurricane Fly. We've also got a cracking renewal of the Topaz Novice Chase and plenty of other good races on the card as well. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very good, mate. Yeah, very good.
Good man. Good Christmas?
Fantastic Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit more portly around the middle.
Aren't we all?
Absolutely, yeah. Some more worse than others, of course. But yeah, fit and ready to, ready to go. And it's great that we've got the action at Leopardstown on, because most of the racing over here has obviously gone by the by. Would have been an absolute travesty if we would have lost the big meeting in Ireland today, the fourth day of what has already been a fantastic meeting. And what, you know, doesn't get much better than today, does it?
No, exactly. It's a real fantastic card to look forward to, and it's just been a magnificent Christmas of racing, hasn't it? From Boxing Day onwards, we've had something spectacular every day. So more of the same today would be perfect, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah. The big clash between Hurricane Fly and Jetski is on again, and
yeah,
I think that Novice's Chase, the 305, is probably one of the best of its kind I've seen for quite a few years. We've got some seriously good horses in Ireland in this division, and they're all up against each other today, so may the best horse win. Should be a good race.
Should, it should be a cracker. We'll move on to that in due course, but we'll start in the 12:20, which is the first race on the card today, and this one is a Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Chase. It's over 2 miles and five furlongs, and on the Shannon is 2-1 at the top of the market and has been supported from 5-2. Sevens for Vive La France, Knocklong is sevens as well. 9-1 for Down Under, 10s from 12s for Third Opinion. Painted Lady is 12-1, as is Riverside Theatre, and Polly Wally Doodle and Barely Legal, and then 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. A well supported favourite this morning in on the Shannon. Do you see why, Andy?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he was bit unlucky the other day. He certainly put it up to the favourite, the well-backed favourite that day, Federici. And he looked like pulling off a little bit of a shock through the majority of that race. But the favourite, once he got on top, was probably just a little bit too strong for him in the latter stages. Federici himself has gone on to run a blinder at Limerick the other day, one of his favourite tracks. But he got beat by track specialist Paige Turner. There's certainly no disgrace in that. And Oliver McKinnon, he must have shot a robin, because he's had a couple of horses at Leopardstown that have just got done by a nose. He certainly deserves a change of luck. That followed the sign the other day, jumped the last, probably full 10 lengths clear until the Western Sun came and nutted him right on the line. And then, blow me down if Capricorn didn't have exactly the same happen to him in the concluding bumper the day after, when Russian Blill just come and done him on the jamstick as well. So, if, like I say, one trainer deserves a change of fortune, it's got to be Oliver McKiernan. He gets in there off a lightweight. He's a sound jumper. He often makes the running, or certainly likes to race up with the pace. Of course, we've seen the chase course certainly playing to the strengths of front runners over the last two or three days. And in a weekly contested race for Leopardstown standards, I expect him probably to come out on top here. Whether 5-2, 9-4 is the bet of the century is certainly open to debate. But it's very difficult to make too many concrete cases out for the rest. So I'll stick with the money, and hopefully Oliver McKiernan gets that change of fortune he deserves.
Okay, the 12:55 is the second race on the card. This is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Windsor Park is 11-10 at the top of the market. Royal Caviar is 7-2. Fort Smith 11s into 8s this morning. Riviera Sun is 12s with Rogue Trader. 14-1 for Wildebeest, and 16s or bigger prices for the others. The market dominated by Windsor Park and Royal Caviar. You can see why, Andy. But a bit of early support in the morning for Fort Smith. So, what do you make of the 12:55?
Yeah, it all depends what Windsor Park does over the hurdles for the first time, doesn't it? We've already seen one of Dermot Wells' short ones get beat, Silver Concord, the other day. He should have won, really, but he fluffed the last, and he handed it on a plate to one of Tony Martin's. Dermot Wells got a couple of strong fancies here today, obviously with this one being one of the two. And he's certainly got the class, hasn't he, to make an impact over hurdles. We know he's a good bumper horse. The last time we saw him in this sphere, He won in Galway very easily. Prior to that, he'd won over this track as well the time before. He made all the running at Galway, also on the level in a flat race. So, to be honest, he's very difficult to get away from. I love the way he quickened up as well when he won here last year on bad ground. So we know he handles the conditions. Hopefully his schooling's gone well. And with a clear round, he's definitely the one to beat. He's the classiest horse in the field. Don't really fancy Royal Caviar. I thought he was poor the other day in Fairy House. He was a wild odds on shot to win that. And he didn't really go forward like Connections hoped for. So you definitely have a watching brief with him. But there are one or two other nice horses in this race for the future. Even if they don't win today, certainly worth the podcasters making a note of. The main one being Rogue Trader from the Charlie Swan stable, gelding by Milan, who broke his duck last time out in Navan in a national flat race, making all the running and pulling clear readily in the latter stages, striding on up the hill to win in impressive fashion. Nina Carberry's been booked again, as she was the other day, and he's probably capable of giving the favourite a race. Obviously, Wildebeest has got a bit of form, and he looks a fair each-way bet for those that like to play the obvious one. But I think Windsor Park will probably win this. But do keep an eye on that Rogue Trader. He certainly doesn't deserve to be 12-1 on my eyes anyway.
Okay. The 125 is the big race of the afternoon, or one of the big races this afternoon. It's the Grade 1 Ryanair Hurdle, which is over 2 miles, and it's Hurricane Fly against Jeski. Hurricane Fly priced up at 5-6, Jeski 11-8, 20-1 for Tiger Roll, 33s for Arctic Fire, and 66-1 or bigger for the others. Which side are you in, Andy? Which camp are you in, Hurricane Fly or Jeski?
Well, I've always been a massive Jeski fan. I think regular podcast and listen to William Hill Radio know the affection I hold Jessica Harrington's charging. He did me proud when, of course, he won the Champion Hurdle and finally vindicated my impression of him last year. And he's just a horse I love. Sometimes you just sometimes go with horses because you know, you've either made a few quid out of them or you like them in some way. You like the way they battle. You just like them for being a classy horse. And, you know, Jeski, it's certainly that. And although he got beat first time up in Punchestown, I certainly know his disrespect to that, because obviously Hurricane Fly, even at the ripe old age of 10, he's still you know, turning it on. A unbelievably consistent and brilliant horse over the years. I think he's won 20 or 21 Grade 1s. He's 8-8 here at Leopardstown. This is very much his home patch. The number of times that Jeski's come unstuck here, I'm afraid he's been up against Hurricane Fly. Hurricane Fly on soft ground at this track is virtually unbeatable, as we know. So even though I'm a massive, massive fan of Jeski, and he's also got a great record here. He's got, you know, 3 wins in 5 starts. The one thing I do know about Jeski that most punters do know now is that Barry Geraghty is the key to Jeski. He's ridden him 5 times. He's won on him 5 times. So still, until Barry Geraghty gets back on this horse, which he's probably likely to do at the Cheltenham Festival, then I'm not really willing to back Jeski on this particular occasion. I'm going to go with Hurricane Fly. With a heavy heart, I'm going to leave Jeski alone. You just can't avoid that track record, can you? 8-8, and hopefully today it'll be 9-9.
Okay, Hurricane Fly then to retain the Ryanair Hurdle in the 125. The 2 o'clock is race 4 on the card. This is a novice handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 4 furlongs. And People's Park is 11-4 from 7-2 this morning, 13-2 for Sizing Network. Lord Scoundrel is 7-1, 8 for Sir Abbott. 12-1 for Ben Telemar and Jimmy Two Times, and like it a lot, and 8-late, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. The step up in trip worked a treat for People's Park last time, Andy, and he gets in here off a featherweight of 10-2. See him following up this afternoon?
He's certainly got every chance, and the market suggests that he will. He's been heavily backed this morning, probably one of the most backed horses on the morning tissues. He was impressive the last day in Fairy House. In the end, it took him a hell of a long time to get into top gear, but once he engaged maximum capacity, he outstayed 8-late, who looked as though he'd probably got first run and was going to cause a bit of a mini shock. Certainly no surprise that he managed to win that day. He was once again well punted, following an eye-catching run for, on his first start in a handicap at Navan the time before when he was fourth, and a staying on very strongly four to Harvey Logan. And this looks at perfectly you know, acceptable next step on the ladder for this horse. He's definitely a chase in the making. Whatever he does over hurdles is a bonus to turn turn over the old cliche coin. And off a mark of 104, still think he can be very competitive. I do, however, think that at the prices I'm dealing with at this time of recording, the 7-1 available for Lord Scoundrel would be slightly better value, and he's probably the one I'd go with each way against the obvious one. He's worked his way up the ladder and got a rating of 123, so he hasn't got a great deal to work with. But he did run well in a much better race than this the last day at Navanova, 2.5 miles. So we know he stays the trip. In the race won by them very much in form, light duties. Back in second was Dara Tango, who ran really well on ground. Probably was a little bit too soft for him the other day in that per attempt qualifier when he was fourth under a huge weight. So I think that form is pretty good. The time of the race was good. And Lord Scoundrel once again run up to his very best form. He's just a very, very consistent and likeable animal that stays really well. He's never been out the four in all his career starts. So it probably makes sense to back him each way. I'm not saying we'll definitely beat the favourite or he's going to win by 100 yards, but I certainly think he'll give you a real good solid run for your money. Of course, he comes from a set of connections which can't do very little wrong at the moment. So Lord Scoundrel each way at 7-1 is the way I'm going to approach the 2 o'clock.
Yeah, he's in fine form, isn't he, Gordon Elliott? The 2:35 is the next race. This is race 5 on the card, and this is the Grade 3 Mares Hurdle, which is over 2.5 miles. And Carrigmona Rock, all the rage in the betting this morning, 11-4 into 7-4 at the top of the market. 4-1 for Analife, Princess Leia 9-2, and 6-1 for Fairy Tale. Theatre there all being nudged out because of the support for the market leader. 14-1 for Theatre Bird and Keppel's Queen, and 18s or bigger for the others. What do you make of Robert Tyner's mare here then, Andy? Won a listed race last time and stepping up into a Grade 3 and well supported.
Yeah, really nice horse in Carrigmona Rock. Like the way that she travelled through that race at Newbury, landed a bit of a punt, and it was the first time that British punters had had a chance to look at her. Of course, she's been playing a trade over in Ireland. Prior to that, she was second to the very much improved and likely festival-bound Morning Run, who's a very high-class mare in the making. So it was no surprising if she managed to win that listed hurdle in the fashion that she did. She beat Vispa, unfortunately fluffed her lines the other day, when sent off a short price favourite at Wincanton. But to be fair, the form has worked out quite well down the field. Dolly Milan, who was fourth, won at Sedgefield the other day, and Ardenhauer as well. That horse has gone on to win at Kelso the other day. So I wouldn't say there's mixed messages out the form, but it's certainly looking more solid by the day. We know she's got a high cruising speed and a good bit of class, but whether she's actually a fully effective over further, time will tell. Yes, she has won a bumper over hurdles, but and a maiden hurdle over hurdles. But generally speaking, all her best forms over 2 miles, as is the case with Princess Leia. And I'm going to take a bit of a punt that Mags Mullins' chart comes out on top here. I think she's still underestimated, following a good win at Fairy House the other day. She beat a horse called Shantou Ed from the Eddie Harty stable, who absolutely bolted up here at Leopard Sand the other day under a bit more weight. And the way that this horse dealt out that 12-length victory over Shantou Ed was something to behold, making most of the running in the hands of Danny Mullins. She never looked like getting caught, and she went further and further clear as the race developed. And I've got a funny feeling she's definitely going to get this trip here. She certainly shapes as though she does. She settles well in front, and she keeps piling on the coal from a long way out. She did a fantastic number in Fairy House, and if she runs up to that level again, no reason why she wouldn't. Grand, similar, etc., etc. Then I do think Princess Leia could easily step up to the plate here and take a major, major step forward in this Grade 3 contest.
Okay, on to the 3:05 next, race 6 on the card, and this is the Topaz Novice Chase, which is a Grade 1 over 3 miles, a real cracking renewal of the race as well. And although there's only 7 of them in the lineup, you could stake a case for nearly all 7 of them. Don Poley's 5-2, 4-1 for Marla Beach. Shanahan's Turn is 4s from 5s, 13-2 for the Tullow Tank, 7-1 for Apache Stronghold, and 10-1 for Very Wood. And Lots of Memories is the 14-1 outsider and on the slide from 8-1. We were talking about this off air, Andy. I know you like a good number of these. So how would you end up playing it in the end?
That's a difficulty, really, to be honest, Mark. I probably won't play the race, I've got to be honest. I'm not looking to chicken out, cop out of the race. But I think it is a race where I'm just going to step back and enjoy it and probably learn from it and make my assessments afterwards, because it's basically asking you to choose between, like Kylie Beyonce and Rachel Hunter, isn't it? My three favourite horses in Ireland all running against each other. I think they're all top class, but something's got to give. Don Polly, I think he's a horse right at the top draw. He beat a horse called Wounded Warrior, who I napped on the podcast next time out when he won easily in Navan. And he thrashed that horse easily at Garran on his chasing debut, standing very strongly over what I thought might turn out to be an inadequate trip. Willie Mullins after the race stressed that the 4 miler at the Cheltenham Festival was that horse's next race, or certainly long-term target anyway. And I thought that was amazing, considering that he'd shown much speed to win over 2.5. 3 miles looks to be ideal, and he looks an absolute cast-iron horse for the RSA chase at the Cheltenham Festival, given that the race was such a good time. He seemed to jump well and he got better as the race warmed up, so this should be ideal for him today around this good jumping track over 3 miles. And he's definitely the one to beat, but he's up against a horse that regular podcasters know that I hold in very high esteem. That's Marla Beach, another horse going in the right direction. He won last time out quite easily, beat a good field in pretty easy fashion, and that was the feature to his round, a real good round of jumping. And soft ground he absolutely adores as well. I actually think this horse, if he ever got soft ground in a world hurdle, could go very close in that particular grade one. But connections are obviously tipping away over the fences for the time being. You've got Shanahan's turn in there, who's looked impressive on his two victories so far over fences. And then, you know, you can even make a case out for lots of memories who jumped well last time out at Navan and scored in a very fast time. You took on the blinkers first time out for Very Wood, and now that could easily revitalise his claims. And you've got an absolute mouth-watering affair here. It's going to be about jumping. It's going to be about what gets into a good rhythm. Hopefully Don Polly will be up to the test here today. I think he might just pull through. But, yeah, it's a race I'm not going to get involved in. Just sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, it's certainly a race to enjoy. Don Polly, then, the nomination for Andy in the 3:05. And the final race this afternoon is the 3:35. We finish with a 2-mile bumper. And Vigil is even money at the top of the betting. But on the slide from 4 to 6, Bell's Hill is the one that's attracting the money 2-1. Into 13-8, 8-1 for Altipix. Solitentive is 12-1, 25s for Neatly Put, and Daisy Spring is 66-1. The outsider, Vigil, Andy, course and distance winner last year, and then finished fifth in the Champion Bumper. Very good form. Haven't seen him since. Is that going to be a problem here? The absence.
Well, not necessarily. You know, if it was trained by anybody else, and you say maybe, but Dermot Weld gets him ready first time. I think he's had this race in mind for quite a while. He's going back to the scene of his best victory, and that came at this track, of course, on Hennessy Gold Cup Day back in February, when he absolutely sauntered up. And off the back of that, Connections decided to run him in the Champion Bump at the Cheltenham Festival, and he certainly lived up to expectations when finishing a very creditable fifth in what's turned out to be probably one of the most vintage Cheltenham bumpers we've seen for many years. Of course, Shane Hill was second, Black Hercules was fourth, Kalulta Vic fifth, definitely red, horses like that. Golden Tiller, Neckle Nothing Risk, Value at Risk, Zero Shades of Grey. The list goes on and on and on of horses that have come out and already stamped their mark over hurdles so far this season. So he's definitely the best horse in the race of what we've seen so far. Obviously, he lacks a run, but if he's sharp enough, then I think he probably might just get the better of Bells. Hill comes from a stable, as we know, he's well-renowned in this kind of sphere. And even though he wasn't overly impressive when he won first time up at Thurley's the other day, the race has worked out quite well. We've already seen a winner. The second and the third have both run well subsequently. So he's probably beating actually a decent field, albeit he did in workmanlike fashion rather than spectacular fashion. So it's a straight fight between the two. Obviously, the one's got the fitness advantage. The other one hasn't. But I'm definitely going to go with the form. And that's the course form of Vigil.
Okay, Vigil in the lucky last. Then let's just have a quick summary of your selections, and if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, cracking days racing here today at Leopardstown, and certainly it gets full justice as well, being covered live all the way through the day on William Hill Radio. Of course, we've lost 3 meetings domestically. The 12:20, not a great start really for punters, but hopefully on the Shannon will give Oliver Kernan some respite from one or two unlucky defeats of late. The 2:55, I'd have to go with the form horse Windsor Park and hope that he jumps a nice round of jumping on his hurdling debut. 1:25. With a heavy heart, I'm going to go against Jet Ski only on this occasion. However, you can't really get away from Hurricane Fly on soft or heavy ground. He's 8-for-8 here at the track, and I think he'll probably do it again. In the 2 o'clock, I'm going to take a chance with Lord Scoundrel each way. 2:35, my best bet on the card at the prices is Princess Leia. 3:05, again, another mouth-watering affair. Probably the best novice chase run so far this season. It's a spin of a coin between Don Polly with Marla Beach for me, but I'll go with Willie Mullins' charge. And I'll stick with Dermot Weld in the last Vigil. He looked good when he won here last year, and hopefully he'll do it again.
Okay, good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy a cracking card in Leopardstown today.
Well done. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.